From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the United States met in Tokyo on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean crisis. The North Korean made that the South Korean Foreign Ministry Special Representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs said they all denounced North Korea's threatening peace and stability of the international community with missile launches and threats of nuclear war. The spokesman also said they agreed to warn North Korea to stop any additional strategic provocations and will take strong punitive measures against Pyongyang if it goes ahead with such provocations. The meeting between Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. comes a day before the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing at the White House for the entire U.S. Senate on the situation in North Korea on Wednesday, at a time of growing tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. President Trump spoke by phone to leaders of Japan and China on Monday to discuss concerns about North Korea. On Tuesday, North Korea will celebrate the anniversary of the founding of its military. There are concerns the communist state will celebrate the holiday with a nuclear test and intercontinental ballistic missile. The U.S. Treasury slapped sanctions on hundreds of employees of a Syrian research center, and yet Western analysts say develops chemical weapons like those thought to be used by government forces against civilians in Syria's long-running civil war. The sanctions come 3 weeks after a suspected sarin gas attack in Syria's Idlib province killed at least 87 and wounded more than 300 others. This is VOA News.